Well, there we go. That is the new single from Paige Turley. It's Moving Too Fast. We know it. We love it. And Paige joins us on the line. Hi, Paige.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, lovely to speak to someone. As another Love Island fan, I take it. Because, you know, as you won, I take it you're a fan of the show.
Do you know, I love the show. Still, I need to pinch myself for the fact that I was even on it.
It's crazy, isn't it? But life afterwards, I mean, I feel like I know you because I've seen round your flat. You know,
yeah.
And it's how is it when you've got a partner like Finn who's doing walkthrough videos? How is life in that bubble now for you?
Yeah, so, you know, before Love Island, I was never the greatest on Instagram or like social media. I was just quite lazy. I said, now you've got to be very open and people want to see everything. Mm. You know, they followed you for like 6 weeks and, you know, they want that to continue. So we're getting used to it. I mean, he's a lot better at it than I am.
It is good stuff, and it is very watchable, and that's the beauty of Love Island, is watching you two. You know, you went through all your highs and lows. I've seen you cry. I saw I saw how he upset you, and I also saw how upset he got. And it must be crazy to be able to look back at each other's lives in those early days in that detail. Or do you not watch the videos at all?
Do you know, I actually struggle watching back Love Island purely because I cringed totally
really?
At myself. But it's like a roller coaster of emotions, and you totally feel like you're like, I was so genuinely sad then, or I was so happy then.
Yeah.
So, it was a roller coaster.
Indeed. And I've got to say, I know that you're a singer. I know you did Britain's Got Talent and things like that. But at the time, I didn't know your backstory. And it all came out on this talent show that you had to all do, didn't it? I mean, and there's some people sort of coming up going, well, I have a hidden talent. I can stand on one leg. And then you came out and you absolutely rocked it. And that's got to be the toughest audition, hasn't it? No backing, just singing a cappella.
Do you know, I was so nervous. The film time in the villa, the guys kept saying to me, please will you sing, and I kept putting off. I was like, nope. And then the night of the talent show, I was like, okay, I am not getting out of this. And yeah, basically I think the first time I was singing in front of Finn, the rest of the villa, but then in the back of my mind I knew this is going out on like national TV. So it was a big stage to please, but the guys were so lovely in the villa. They made it so much more comfortable for me.
Excellent. All right, so let's go back to those early days, because for those who think, I do know that face, I do know that voice, you're a semi-finalist from Britain's Got Talent back in 2012 at just the age of 14. And again, looking back at the videos of that, my goodness, you were so young.
Yeah, you know, it feels like I was a totally different person then, because I was just so young and naive to the world, really. And it was an amazing experience, but I think I had to go back to school. And I just had to get a bit of like life experiences under me.
I was going to ask you, do you think actually, I mean, the thing about, again, Britain's Got Talent is the next one up is a troupe of performing dogs. Do you think it might have been easy, it would have been better to wait till he got to 16 and maybe do X Factor or The Voice? Did anybody suggest that?
Yeah. So after I went back to school, I went to university. I then worked in retail, but I was singing at weekends, like at weddings, mm-hmm. pubs, clubs. Anywhere that would take me, really. And, you know, people would always say, oh, he's gone for X Factor or The Voice. And I think the older I got, I think, like, I lost my nerve a wee bit. You know, I just wasn't sure if I'd be able to go on and do that kind of thing. And then, lo and behold, I ended up on Love Island.
Yes. How did the new recording deal come about then? Did someone hear you and go, for goodness sake, this voice has been sitting around for a lot of years, we need to pick up on it?
Do you know, the initial idea was just to actually release music, like social media, because lockdown, there wasn't much else to do, so I was like, you know, it'd be nice to get back to singing. And then one thing led to another, because initially I was supposed to have just like a pianist and a guitar player, and then before I knew it, I had like a 36-piece orchestra,
right.
And the label was like, why don't we release it rather than just putting it on Instagram?
Mm.
So it was kind of like a snowball effect. But it's so nice to get back to, you know, my roots.
And it's a very different track to the stuff you did on Britain's Got Talent, because you were really, you know, there were sort of soulful ballads. You did Skinny Love by Birdie, things like that. And here we are doing an Artful Dodger cover. Which of the two do you prefer?
Do you know, I love the both of them. If you go into my song playlist, I have like a bit of everything. I've got soul music, I have hip hop, I have dance music. So I kind of have a bit of everything, but recently as I've got older, I found that I've been doing a lot of dance music. Before Novella, I've done some work in orchestra and like a DJ, and I've done Show Me Love. So I found that more recently I have been doing predominantly dance music.
Oh, right. And do you think you'd like to do more of that? Is that the plan?
I would love to. It's been nice. So we've been back in the studio this week working on some original stuff. And it's very commercial, but I have no doubt that I'll end up probably been dancing.
That's okay though, isn't it? At the end of the day, it's what the public, the reason it's commercial is it's what the public like.
Exactly, yeah. And that's what I, you know, I've always been one, I want a song or like music that my friends would be like, oh, that's such a tune, that's a belter song.
Yeah.
So if I can make that, then that's a dream come true, really.
Okay, and how about Finn? Is he sitting off to one side saying, yeah, I can play a bit of guitar, I could do your backing vocals?
You know, he actually came to the studio with me and he's like, I'm just so interested, I just want to get up there.
Yeah.
He loves to be involved, so I think I'm going to rope him in to be a backing vocalist at some point.
Oh, for goodness. Well, you have to do it for charity. Just say to him, yeah, you can have a go, but it'll be for charity. Listen, Paige, we love the single. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us. Good luck with everything you do. And is it going to be ever like a Love Island Champion of Champions where you all go back on as your couples and see who lasts longest or something?
I mean, that's a good idea in itself. If that doesn't get taken, I don't know what to
do. Oh, bless you.
Thank you so much.
Listen, have a great life. Enjoy life in the flat up in Manchester, and we'll be watching you with interest. Thanks ever so much for joining
Thank
us today.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.